You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Mitochondria are the energy centers of our cells and tissues, and scientists are now discovering that every human disease may be linked to mitochondrial health. Today, we have pharmacist Greg McPherson, all the way from New Zealand, who's going to share the importance of mitochondria to our everyday life and future. Thanks for being here, Greg.
Thanks, Dr. Bennett. Great to be on your program.
Absolutely. Now, what are mitochondria and why are they so important?
They're super important. Mitochondria are like tiny little batteries in our cells, and we have anything from a couple to thousands in each one of our cells. And their job is to create the energy that we need for our cells to work. And they do that by taking the air we breathe and the food we eat and combining it to produce a little compound called ATP.
ATP. Your cute accent, it sounds like it says ITP, but you're saying ATP, right?
Yeah, you got it, ATP.
ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate, and that's basically the currency of our energy, what our body needs to produce energy and function, right?
That's exactly it. It's, you know, I guess when you have your breakfast, you know, you can't get those little bits of, I guess, egg or baked beans or toast, whatever, to your cells to produce energy, so that the mitochondria kind of translates them into this ATP, which means that it is literally the energy currency that the cells use to operate.
That's right. That's right. And what's important also, I mean, if these little organelles, and I've written in my book, Mighty Mito, how important nutrients are, that you need. And you just talked about food, protein, fats, carbohydrates, they all will be broken down. That's the reason why food is so important in the health of our mitochondria. But tell us about some of the supplements or the nutrients, I should say, the nutrients that are necessary for mitochondria to function.
All right. So the main one is glucose or sugar and all carbohydrates essentially. And that is pretty much the very fuel that these mitochondria thrive on and require. But it requires, it's quite a balancing act, because if you feed too much glucose into these mitochondria, it's negative for them and they kind of get overloaded and start pushing out a bunch of free radicals into the cell. So it's really important when we choose our diet that we're basically having a low carb, low sugar sort of diet.
So what you're saying is that if you had too much sugar, and believe me, this is the standard American diet here, we are always loading up on carbs and sugars, that is actually going to cause damage to the mitochondria. And they do that because of the oxidative stress. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so these mitochondria, they make ATP and they make the energy for our cells, but in the process of doing that, they're actually responsible for generating around 90 to 95% of the free radicals in our cells. So they've got lots and lots of antioxidants naturally inside them when we're young that kind of counter and fend off all this free radical damage. But as we get older, we have less antioxidants and the mitochondria essentially get out of tune. And if we flood our cells with too much sugar, that happens a lot earlier.
Right. So then, if it damages, if all these oxidative, stress and free radicals damage the mitochondria, then what ends up happening? What are the symptoms that you'll see?
Yeah, you'll see, essentially it's an energy deficit. So, I mean, our cells need energy to run. And if we overload them with too much sugar or the mitochondria aren't working well, then it means that our cells just starve of energy. And that can manifest in aging, but also in certain conditions and diseases if that free radical stress continues for too long.
Right, right. I in my book, I talk a lot about antioxidants and foods that really, in food is what you're going to get a lot of your antioxidants, and foods such that are like colorful vegetables, and ones where they're the dark colored, the dark greens and the bright reds and all that, because those are the things that you need. Those antioxidants are literally going to stop the oxidative stress, the free radicals. What else can we do besides eating good food?
diet is huge, but also exercise. Our mitochondria absolutely thrive on exercise, and they run better when we exercise. We actually end up with more mitochondria when we exercise. So, you know, diet and exercise are absolutely the first steps that you can do to, I guess, care and nurture these little energy centers called your mitochondria. But unfortunately, even if we do that, over time, these mitochondria decline in function, and it's simply just a matter of oxidative stress slowly whittling away at them and damaging them. So the next thing you can do is look about this new particular product we've got called MitoQ, which is a mitochondrial targeted antioxidant, and this is the first time anybody's been able to get antioxidants into the mitochondria. And when you do that, then you reduce that oxidative stress and reduce the free radicals leaking into the cell, and you set yourself up for more energy for your cells, which is it will deliver better health outcomes.
Let's talk about the antioxidant CoQ10, coenzyme Q10. Hmm. What is CoQ10?
All right, well, it's CoQ10, so it's a really interesting molecule, compound, if you will. It's mitochondria's natural antioxidant. So when we're young, we've just our mitochondria teeming with this, and it has two functions. One is that it's actually involved in making the ATP that we talked about earlier, but it's also got an antioxidant on the molecule as well. It's kind of Mother Nature has been perfect here in terms of knowing that there are free radicals and oxidative stress generated in making ATP. So we've got she's put a antioxidant right at the point of where this, the free radicals are generated to help mop them up and protect the mitochondria.
And so what you're saying is that this is something that our body makes, CoQ10? Does
our body make it? Mm. So CoQ10 is actually made inside the mitochondria, and it is made inside the mitochondria.
Right. But what you mentioned earlier is that there's a condition that I want to just talk a little bit about it, because a lot of my patients have come in with these conditions where they've been on different kinds of statins that are to reduce cholesterol in the body. That's part of the whole cardiovascular disease issues. But what ends up happening from the statins is that you end up getting a reduction of CoQ10 levels in the body and end up having a lot of muscular issues. So with these individuals, a lot of doctors don't even talk about CoQ10. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think perhaps it's just a general awareness, but it is, in the process of stopping their cholesterol being manufactured, that same pathway is responsible for making the CoQ10. So unfortunately, when you take statins, not only you take the cholesterol out, but you have this unintended impact on CoQ10 of reducing numbers. And that has a significant impact on energy levels, and specifically in the muscle.
Right, that's exactly it. I had a case where literally my patient's muscles would not work. He ended up within a very short period of time, in 2 months, he had to be on crutches because he couldn't move his legs. And the doctors thought that he had some kind of a neurological or muscular sclerosis disease, but it ended up, when he came in to see me, I did a really, really in-depth history, and sure enough, that's when he started taking his statins. And I had a long talk with his doctor, and we totally got him off of it, and of course he started feeling better, and I definitely did give him a lot of CoQ10. Well, thanks so much. So your website is called MitoQ.com, is that right?
That's right, MitoQ.com.
MitoQ.com. For more information about mitochondrial health, CoQ10, go to MitoQ.com. Really appreciate you being here, Greg. Thanks so much, all the way from New Zealand. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time. All right. Put the link up on my Wellness for Life radio show page, RadioMD.com. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.